Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Michael.
Hey, I wanted to start off by, I had a weird thought. I just thought, whatever they do, tell Rick George not to schedule Drake. Things are going really badly up in Boulder. Don't schedule Drake.
Yeah, when you start comparing things to the Chuck Fairbanks era in the 2012 Embry team, that's not where you wanted to be as this Colorado program going into the fifth week of the season, that's for sure.
Yeah, and then the other thought I had is this. Bill Cosby used to do a bit on one of his early albums. He'd talk about ugly people. He said, how come, you know why ugly people all go around together in a crowd? So they can look at the guy next to him and say, you uglier than I am. And for CU, that team was Arizona, but no more. Arizona is actually looking decent.
Yeah, when you've got a university that allows you to bring in transfers and you hire a charismatic head coach, it shows you how quickly in today's college football you can start to turn things around because, yeah, they were definitely the laughingstock of the Pac-12. And with Kevin Sumlin at the helm, things looked pretty hopeless here in Tucson. And Jed Fish came in and really knocked it out of the park from a PR standpoint and then was able to utilize the portal and use that charismatic personality to not only convince some high quality transfers, including Jaden Delora, obviously their starting quarterback transferring from Washington State, but also putting together a highly ranked recruiting class. So things have gotten better in the short term. And if he can keep building and recruiting like the class he had this past winter, I mean, they're going to keep getting better. And so you've got Arizona State that's down right now in Colorado in the Pac-12. And it seems like pretty much every program is on better footing right now. So it would be tough for Colorado to have that quick a resurgence because of the transfer portal restrictions they have with their requirements with progress towards degree. But at least if you brought in a head coach that had a little bit more charisma than Carl Durrell, I think you could at least start to trend in a better direction than where they are right now.
You know, they seem to catch lightning in a bottle. Well, certainly they did with Bill McCartney, but there was some dreams that they could get back with Mel Tucker, although he's struggling a bit now in his second year at Michigan State. It was later year at Michigan State compared to his initial years. But, you know, we'll see about that. You know, just to throw a positive note in, I think Buff fans would like to believe where there's Owen McCown, the freshman quarterback, there's hope. How do you analyze his performance and what he can do going forward?
He made quite a few mistakes in his first start, which was to be expected. But part of me thought Owen McCown's first performance being applauded as much as it was really highlighted just how bad the quarterback play has been in Boulder the last few years, really dating back to midway through the 2020 season when Sam Noyer's shoulder started to give him issues. So it's certainly there's a lot to be excited about potential-wise, but, you know, it's not like he knocked it out of the park. And I think everybody was just so starved for just competent play at that position. And Owen McCown did that. So people were pretty excited as a result of that. I think he's got the moxie and football IQ to get better quicker than your average freshman quarterback would. But it's still, there's going to be a lot of growing pains. And there's going to be, Arizona's going to throw everything but the kitchen sink at him today. And so it's going to be interesting to see how he'll respond to that. He wasn't an early enrollee. So credit to Owen McCown for picking up the offense as much as he has, because the coaches have said they really haven't had to dumb down a lot of things for him, which normally you'd have to do with a true freshman stepping in there four games into his first year. So impressive, but yet, you know, you've got to get quite a bit better play out of that position. And obviously a defense has just played horrendously against the run this year to start talking about this team having a chance to win football games.
Well, let's talk about that defense and how terrible against the run and not really good at anything, I would say. It's horrendous. Is the talent level that bad? And certainly the defensive backfield devastated by the transfer portal, losing terrific players like Christian Gonzalez and Perry. But is it as bad as it looks talent-wise? How bad is the defensive coaching in this?
The defensive coaching is pretty bad because, yeah, the talent is not that bad. We've seen guys like Terrence Lang, Jalen Sommy, play a lot better football than they have this year. And you bring in Josh Chandler-Semedo, who led West Virginia in tackles last year, and he's been okay. He's had a few moments. He's had a couple sacks, but he hasn't really graded out that well. early on this season. And Robert Barnes, who played not a full-time starter role at Oklahoma, but played a lot of football and a lot of big games at Oklahoma before transferring to CU. And he's played so poorly, they've had a hard time putting him on the field this year. And so these guys have all played better in their career. So to me, that boils down to coaching. And you look at the ways in which other teams are gashing Colorado. I mean, it looks like Colorado's playing with 10 defenders out there right now. And so that comes down to coaching. I don't know what's going on there. I don't get paid enough money to be able to fix that issue, but clearly it takes a football novice to be able to figure out that the coaching is an issue. And you just look down the line at how much experience they have in the front seven and how poorly that group is playing. It's got to come down to coaching, because there is enough talent for that group to at least be a mid-level defense, especially against a run, given the experience that you do have in that front seven.
Well, let's get to it. Let's get your prediction for this game. Colorado, a huge underdog. What is it, 17.5, something like that, I think, when I looked last night. What are their chances, and how does this one finish up?
I mean, if the Colorado team that showed up for the last four games up shows up today in Tucson, I mean, they're going to get blown out again. I don't think there's any question about that. And, yeah, I think Arizona's going to try to pressure Owen McCown. I think he will make enough plays in his second start to have Colorado score more than it has previously this season. But I just until this defense shows that they can stop anybody, then I don't know how you could predict anything other than a Colorado blowout loss at this point. So give me Arizona winning this game. I'll say 42-23.
42-23. Okay. Wow. And at least the Buffs scored 23, and that'd be something to root for in that game. You know, we've only got about 30 seconds left here. Herm Gilliam, Arizona State, fired. Everyone expects Carl Durrell will be back. Is that a money issue? Is it that he has a young team, even though he has some veterans here that are playing? Is it just CU can't afford to fire him? What's the deal?
Well, it's gone from CU can't afford to fire Carl Durrell, and it's slowly transitioning to they might not be able to afford not to fire him. When you talk about the embarrassing levels they've reached this year and the lack of support, and I don't know if I've ever seen the CU boosters were pretty frustrated back in 2012, but it's even gone to another level right now. So they might not have a choice but to have to pay that contract off after a couple of years. We'll find out. If you're going to make a change in season, you'd want to do it after today, because you got a bye week coming up. So we'll see. It's a lot of money, but they might have to make that call here pretty soon.
Yeah, I'd like to go against your prediction of the Buffs, but I don't think it looks good for the Buffs today either on the road. Adam, always a pleasure. Everybody, read BuffStampede.com. Complete coverage of the game. Great insights all week long. That's plus recruiting updates on all the major sports. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate you.